Dear Catherine, I hope you are well. I know how busy you are, but I do miss you. We're moving into equity overview. Could you please review and rank in order from your perspective the safest investment to the least safe investment from the list below? What you're asking me to do is impossible. So you list 11 categories of investments, but what you have to understand is the risk associated with any of them is particular to, in most cases, the particulars. So let me give you an example. You list residential real estate. Well, what jurisdiction, where? You know, if it's going to be in Camden, it's going to be unbelievably risky. You know, if it's in Beverly Hills, it's not going to be risky. Referring to a category as safe or not safe is impossible. You know, so no, I can't list these according to safety, but I can make some comments on it. I think generally you're going to be more safe in things that are real and tangible and where sort of fraud can happen and where the custodian and the people you're depending on to preserve or manage or trade that asset have integrity. So the more real the asset, the more clearly you understand it and it makes sense to you, and the more you're dealing with people of integrity, the more safe you tend to be. But here's the magic message that you need to understand. If there is no law, there's no safety in anything. And I'm going to say that again, because no matter how many times I say it, it's not getting through. If there's no law, nothing is safe ever, period, except what you can protect with a gun by yourself, which at the end of the day is not a lot. We're very dependent on civilization. And that is why stop worrying about your individual investments and start worrying about where is the army that's going to make sure law exists. That's what I keep saying. Don't worry about what your assets are. The WEF has made it very clear. They intend for you to have no assets. They intend to take all your assets. So you need an army who's willing to protect the assets of everybody. You know, this is kind of an all or nothing thing. But let me walk you through the different categories. Your first is U.S. Treasuries. And the question I ask whenever somebody asks me, are Treasuries safe? I say to them, do you trust the United States government to keep its word? Yes or no? And then, do you want to finance the activities of the U.S. government? Yes or no? So you have to answer that. I would note that the reports on Yellen's dictates on how the IRS agent $80 billion is going to be spent. And I would point out $80 billion for the IRS. Now, that's over a 10-year period, but $80 billion is greater than the national budget for the Russian military. So the Russian military gets $67 billion in a year, and we just authorized $80 billion for IRS agents to come after American citizens. Think about that. Okay, so my understanding is that Yellen's dictate encourages IRS to grab or coordinate with online payments. So if you put money at U.S. Treasury Direct, I'm assuming that if they come in and audit and decide you owe them money, that they can then grab that. We'll see how that works. But you decide whether the United States government word is the word of somebody you trust. And that's for you to answer. CDs, it depends on what bank you're in. I know a CD in my bank, as far as I'm concerned, is unbelievably safe. But I know banks I wouldn't put a dime in. So again, it comes back to the integrity of the, you know, the individuals and the institutions you're depending on. Money markets, same thing. Which money market in a dependable custodian or a custodian that can handle the market risks, or ditto sponsor, or somebody terrible. So I have money in a money market, but I have money market in a bank that I have complete confidence in to do the best it can. Now, there's scenarios where if the U.S. government and the Fed, and backed up by the U.S. military, you know, decide to seize all our assets, all bets are off. There's nothing that bank can do. So again, I come back to the fact if there's no law, there's no safety. That's what you need to understand. Stocks in good companies. So I think stocks in good companies can be high safety if you've done a good job of choosing the companies. But again, it depends on the custodian. There are custodians that I feel will be the sort of last to fail or last to go down. Their other custodians, again, I wouldn't put a dime with. S&P 500, you know, you're never going to find me investing a dime of my money in an index. I just don't, unless I'm hedging. There's a whole bunch of companies in the S&P 500 I want nothing to do with. I'm not going to put my, you know, I worked hard to make money. I'm not going to put my money in that crap. I'm not going to put my money in a pharmaceutical company which is genociding your children. I'm just not going to do that. You know, it's the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Finance unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's my, you know, that's me. I don't, you know, you can argue that putting money in Moderna will be a good financial bet. I don't want to have a good, successful financial bet genociding your children. So that's just my personal feeling about the whole thing. Is it safe? I don't know. You tell me. You have to answer that question. Gold. There are different ways of buying gold. You can buy gold through securities, which is essentially a bank IOU priced in gold, or a mining company, you know, credit priced in gold. You can buy gold through a digital mechanism where you can transact digitally and it's stored, you know, through the service. You can buy gold and put it in a depository on an allocated or unallocated basis, or you can buy gold and put it in your possession, either hiding it in a sock or maybe you have a safe or a series of safes. So each one of these has very different risk profiles for, you know, and is designed for different purposes. So I don't know how to answer this generically because, you know, there are ways of buying gold that are very, very safe. There are ways of buying gold that are unbelievably risky. And I can't describe it as if it's one risk profile for one category, let alone vis-a-vis others. Silver, same thing as gold. Residential real estate, what jurisdiction? So I wouldn't touch real estate in certain jurisdictions. Other jurisdictions are relatively hopeful. Commercial real estate, again, what jurisdiction, where? Commercial real estate in Singapore is a great bet. Farmland, again, what jurisdiction, where? So, and then you say any suggestion you have for safe investment. If you listen to the second quarter equity overview, which I would strongly recommend, any investment that permanently lowers your expenses, to me, is a relatively safe investment because it's lowering your need for income in the future or your dependency on income. And I think since the government is doing everything it can to make people financially dependent on government money, so they're easy to control, you know, anything that permanently lowers your expenses is going to reduce your risk. I think investing in yourself, your skills, your own enterprise is a great way to go. It depends on your situation. Everybody's unique. And then investing in people. I always tell the story of the father who had five kids, each with a mortgage, and he was very nervous and uncomfortable with investing in the stock market. And I said, well, why don't you refinance all your kids' mortgages? So he did. And I saw him many years later, and he said, well, you know, I missed the up in the stock market, but I sleep like a baby. He was getting, you know, monthly mortgage checks from all the kids who are going to inherit his money anyway, right?